The scripture reading today is taken from Psalm 16.
请弟兄姐妹们用你所喜爱的语言来读。
We'll be read all together, and you can select the language you'd like to read, Chinese or English.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第一节。
Verse 1. Keep
神啊,
me safe,
求你保佑我,
for in
因为我投靠你。
I take refuge.
我的心啊,
I said to the Lord,
你曾对耶和华说
Apart from you,
你是我的主
I have no good thing.
我的好处不在你以外
As
问到世上的圣民
who are
他们又美又善
they are the
是我最喜悦的
in whom it's all my delight.
以别神代替耶和华的
sorry of those who incent,
他们的愁苦
必加增
他们所浇奠的
血我不献上
我嘴唇也不提别神的名号
Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundaries, lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who comforts me even at the night of my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand.I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, and nor will you let your holy ones see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
我们把以下时间交给蔡牧师。
Pastor Choi。
让我们一起祷告。Let us pray together。
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather together in your name。
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你，我们能够因着你的名在这里一起聚集。
As we come to the end, the last Sunday of the year,
当我们到了这个年终最后一个主日的时候
We find it our privilege that we can come to your house and worship you together.
是何等的福气我们能够到你的殿中来一起敬拜你
We recognize that there are people who have gone through some hardship and difficulties.
我们知道今年这一年有许多的人经过了许多的困难
For others, there might be a good year.
有些人可以说可能是一个很好的一年
But regardless, we come as one body and to come to worship you.
不管这过去的一年是怎么样，但是我们是在同一个身体里面，一同的到你面前来敬拜你。
We pray that you will speak to us.
我们向你祷告，希望你向我们说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Last Sunday was Christmas.
上个礼拜天是圣诞主日。
And as many of you know, because of the weather, we had to almost cancel our service, but in the end, we decided to delay it until 11 o'clock.
上个礼拜那个大风雪让我们的教会几乎取消了我们的主日崇拜，但是到了最后一分钟，我们决定把它延迟一个半小时开始。
For those of you who are not sure, you remember that you can always check our church webpage by 7 o'clock in the morning to find the latest news.
假如你不记得的话，我们现在提醒你，当有遇到这样子的风雪的时候，当天早上七点钟，你可以到我们教会的网站来查验。
Normally by 6 o'clock in the morning, some key coworkers will check out the weather and decide whether we are going to have service or not.
通常在早上六点钟的时候，教会的同工们就会一起的来商讨今天有没有会不会有主日崇拜。
And after the decision is made, and we will call other co-workers to make sure we post it up in the web, as well as in TV stations and radio stations.
所以同工们有了决定之后，就会把这个决定放在我们教会的网站上，也会通知一些radio station 广播电台和这个电视台。
But sometimes you also through email to inform others, but email is kind of longer, take longer to reach all of us.
我们有的时候也会用电子邮件，但是我们是担心电子邮件可能到得比较慢。
So please keep that in mind.
所以你们要记得下次可以应变。
In spite of the delay and in spite of the weather, we actually had 255 people who came to this church for worship.
虽然那天有大的风雪，虽然我们延迟了开始的崇拜，但是那天还是有250多位的弟兄姐妹到了教会来。
That tells me that Christmas is very important in many people's mind.
这样告诉我，这个圣诞节在许多人的心中可能是一个很重要的时候。
And our Christmas Eve service was packed here.
那么圣诞夜那天晚上的崇拜，我们整个的教会都满了人。
So it is safe to say that Christmas is the highlight of every year.
所以可以很肯定的说，这个圣诞节是一年的一个重要的节日。
C.S. Lewis, in the beginning of his book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, described about a place called Narnia.
那么在 C.S. Lewis 的一本书，它叫做狮子、
女巫跟衣橱，
跟衣橱里面曾经讲到有一个地方叫做 Narnia。
The land of Narnia was under the spell of a wicked witch。
那么 Narnia 这个地方呢，是受到一个女巫的咒诅的，把它捆绑住了。
And C.S. Lewis used a very simple phrase to describe the land.He said, it's a place is always winter, but never Christmas.
那么他用一个很简单的话来形容 Narnia 这个地方，就说这个地方永远都是冬天而没有圣诞。
I think for our children, if they live in a place where there is no Christmas, I think they would rather die.
对孩子们来讲，假如没有圣诞节的话，他们宁愿不活了。
Sometimes Jesus used hyperbole. This is what I'm using now.
因为你如果读这个福音书的话，你会发现基督耶稣常常用一些夸大式的比方，这是刚才蔡牧师所用的方法。
Just to keep you awake.
这样子你就不会睡着。
Just like Jesus said, it is so hard.For a rich man to enter the kingdom of God is harder than a camel going through the eye of a needle. It's impossible.
就好像耶稣说，让富人进神的国，就好像骆驼穿针眼一样，那样的困难。
If we take it literally, then the rich man can never possibly enter the kingdom of God. But that's not what Jesus said. He's saying that it is so difficult like that.
那么假如说你真的是要骆驼能穿针眼，我们知道骆驼穿不过针眼的，就好像是你就可以从这个来说，好像富人就永远不会进神的国。其实耶稣的意思不是这样。
So Christmas is so important, especially to our children.
所以圣诞节对我们是如此的重要，特别是对孩童们。
After Christmas, oftentimes people feel a let down.
常常到圣诞过了之后，你就会觉得你的情绪突然陷入低潮。
And many people experience post-Christmas blue.
很多人就会感受到在圣诞过了之后，一切都变成了蓝色。
Especially this year.
特别是今年。
Economically, 2009 has been a very, very tough year.
在经济上来说2009年是一个很困难的一年。
I checked before as I prepare for the sermon about the Dow Jones Industrial Index.
当我在预备这一篇讲道的时候，我就去查了这个股票市场的指数。
As it ended on Saturday and the index was 10,520 points.
10,520点是那个时候的股票市场的指数。
When compared with the end of 2008, it was 8,776.
2008年的年尾，那个时候的指数只有8000多点。
So if you just do a simple calculation, 2009 we had a 20% increase.
假如你就很简单的把这两个数据一比较的话，好像2009年增长了20%。
For most years, it would be a very good sign.
对大部分的这些情况来看的话，好像这是一个很好的现象。
But not for 2009.
但是对2009年并不如此。
Because when compared with the peak of the Dow Jones Industrial Index, back in 2007,
但是当你跟2007年的最高峰来比较的话，
we are still down by 25%.
我们仍然掉了25%。
It tells us we cannot put our trust in the stock.
所以告诉我们，我们不能够相信股票市场。
This morning I received an email from a sister.
今天早上我从一个姊妹写了一个电子邮件给我。
Telling me some kind of news that was on the web.
他告诉我在网络上看到一个新闻。
And he says even as economy mends a jobless decade.May loom.
Decade. 虽然好像经济在回输，但是失业的这个现象仍然存在。
And the subtitle reads, "Even as the economy recovers, a decade of joblessness and flat wages could be ahead."
虽然好像经济的指数在回升，但是失业的率可能会维持十年。的这个高的这个失业率。
So we are not sure when the economic downturn will really kick up.
所以我们有点 confused， 我们不知道什么时候这个真正经济的回输会开始。
Several weeks ago, I received a phone call from a brother.
几个礼拜以前，有一位弟兄打了个电话给我。
He said, "Pastor Choi, I thank you. You have been praying for me. Finally, I have an interview coming up."
他说：“蔡牧师，谢谢你一直为我祷告。现在终于我会有一个这个工作面谈的机会。”
So I said, "I'll pray for you."
我跟他说：“我还继续的为你祷告。”
Few days later, I called him. I said, "How did it go?"
然后几天以后，我打电话给他，我说：“怎么样了？”
The brother was rather modest, and he said, "I think it went okay."
这位弟兄他是很谦虚的说：“我想大概还可以。”
But they asked me for, they have to arrange for a second interview.
但是他们要我回去再谈一下。
But maybe I can tell you another news.
也许我可以告诉你另外一个新闻。
My wife just got pregnant.
我的妻子刚刚怀孕了。
And they have been looking forward to a second child, and so he broke the news, the good news to me.
因为他们一直在期盼第二个孩子，所以他把这个好消息告诉了我。
So I said, "I will continue to pray for you."
我跟他说我会继续的为你祷告。
Few days ago, I received his follow-up email.
几天以前，他又写了一个电子邮件给我。
He said, "Pastor Choi, I'm sorry to tell you that the company that I had interviewed for, they have a hiring freeze."
他说：“蔡牧师，对不起，我要有一个坏消息告诉你，就是说那个曾经约我面谈的那个公司，他们现在今天突然停止雇新的员工。”
And another sad news, my wife lost the baby.
另外一个坏消息是我的妻子流产。
Just in short 2 weeks, it was just a dramatic turn.
就在这两个礼拜的时间，有很多像戏剧化一般的转变。
When I received that email, when I read that email, I was totally devastated.
当我接到那一个电子邮件的时候，我心里充满了难过。
So the next day, I quickly went to visit them.
所以第二天我就去拜访他们。
How do we deal with such difficulty in life?
我们怎么样能够面对在我们生命上的这些困难？
The psalm we read this morning.
我们今天早上读过的诗篇十六篇。
It is described as a psalm of David.
这一篇诗是大卫王所写的。
While some scholars would say that it may not be written by David, but there is a lot of support indicating it is a psalm written by David.
虽然有学者们他会辩论，认为这个诗可能不一定是大卫写的，但是也有许多其他的迹象可以证实大卫的确跟这个诗有关系。
In the beginning, verse 1, David said, "Keep me safe, O God."
在诗篇十六篇的第一节说：“神啊，求你保佑我。”
The word "safe" is actually not in the original text, so if we might translate it as simply as "keep me, protect me, O God."
那么这个英文叫做 safe， 就是平安。那么中文这边翻译就说求你保佑我，保守我。
It is a very simple prayer，
是一个非常简单的一句话的一个祷告。
And perhaps to those who are undergoing difficulty， remember this short prayer。
假如你是在经过你生命上的困难的话，或许你也愿意记得这一句短短的祷告。
Keep me safe，
求你保佑我，神啊。
And King David went on to say, "For in you I take refuge."
那么大卫王接下来在这一节的后半段说，因为我投靠你。
Now the word refuge, we seldom use it in our vocabulary nowadays.
那么英文字这个 refuge 这个字啊，中文翻成投靠，其实是避难的意思，我们平常不大能够用，不大常用。
And in today's word, we will use the word shelter.
那么今天的投靠好像是在一个屋檐底下，有一个地方可以安居。
God, I have nowhere else to go. You are my shelter.
好像说，神啊，我已经无地可去，但是你是我的投靠，你是我的居所。
It is David's call out for help and indicating that other than God, there is no other place to go.
大卫的祷告的意思是说，除了神以外，我别无所有。
In today's world, it is easier for us to trust in something concrete.
在今天的这个世界，我们都是比较现实的，我们都是希望能够依靠那个看得见的。
It is much harder to trust in an unseeable God.
是要能够投靠或者相信一个看不见的上帝，好像是相当的困难。
But if we analyze the alternatives,
但是假如我们看其他的选择的话，
David trusts in God.
大卫相信上帝。
If we do not want to trust in God, what other alternatives do we have?
假如你不投靠不相信上帝的话，你有其他什么样的选择？
I can think of two.
我可以想到两点。
The first alternative is to trust in nothing.
第一个是什么都不信。
The second alternative is to trust in anything other than God.
第二个可能性就是除了神以外我什么都相信。
And may I venture to say that the first alternative really doesn't exist?
我可不可以跟你们说，那个刚才讲的第一个选择实在是不存在的。
Because when we say we don't trust in anything, actually we trust in myself.
当我什么都不信任的时候，我可能信任的是我自己。
So it is basically a variation of the second alternative, is to trust in anything other than God.
所以这个第一个选择其实是第二个选择的一个变形，也就是说除了神以外我什么都能够接受。
So in other words, in our life we have only two choices, broadly speaking. Either we trust in God or we don't.
所以在我们的生命上可能只有两个选择，第一个是相信上帝，第二个是不相信。
Sometimes we trust in something else is because we think that something else is mightier.
有的时候我们相信神以外的一个 object 的话，可能我们觉得它是比上帝更能够有权能。
But the more we study this world, the more we realize this world has so much limitation.
但是我们越加的在研究这个的话，我们越发现这里面有很多的局限。
I remember when I studied psychology in college.
我记得当我在大学里面选心理课的时候。
And the textbook, The Introduction to Psychology, begins with epistemology, meaning that how do we know what we know?
那么一开始的心理学的第一章第一节就是说我们怎么能够知道我所知道的。
And so talk about our eyes, talk about our ears, talk about our taste and so on, how we build up our knowledge.
所以就讲到我们用我们的眼，用我们的耳，用我们的味觉，种种的来建立我们对周遭的知识。
Recently, I went to the library and borrowed another book, a more newer version of Introduction to Psychology.
那么最近我到图书馆里面去借了另外一本关于心理学的介绍的教科书。
I find out at least from that book, the introduction is totally different.
在那本书里面，对于这个心理学的介绍的写法是不一样的。
It begins with how we conduct scientific study, and also the question of nature versus nurture.
那么这一本书里面开始告诉我们是怎么样用科学的方法来做研究的工作，怎么样 用这个自然跟这个教导两方面有一个平衡。
The author talking about nature used an illustration of two kinds of birds.
那么 当他提到这个自然界的时候，他用了两个形容 的词。
The first kind is the gull that we often see in around us.Seagull.
第一个是用海鸥来形，我们看得见的海鸥来形容。
But of course, in the text, you talk about these gulls that actually live on the ground more than on the sea.
那么这个是在陆地上的鸟，不一定是在海上的啊。
So you talk about when they build nest, they will build it on the ground.
所以当他们筑他们的巢的时候，它是在陆地上筑的。
And the nest tend to be soft.
那么这样子的这个巢可能是比较柔软的。
And the young or the little birds, when they after they hatch, they would wander around and then walk out of the nest often.
那么当小鸟从蛋里面孵出来之后，就会到处的观看，有的时候从巢里面走出来。
But there is a second kind of bird, a close species of the gulls.
那么有另外一种鸟跟这个鸥有相比较很靠近的一种鸟。
And I heard of it the first time. It is called the kittiwakes.
那么这是我第一次听见，我也是第一次听见，叫做 kittiwake.
The kittiwake, even though they are closely related to the gulls, but they build their nest right along the cliff.
那么这种鸟虽然跟这个鸥很相类似，但是它们所筑的巢是筑在这个悬崖上的。
And so the nest they build is very hard.
那么它们所建的这个巢是很硬的。
And then when an egg hatched, a little kittiwake came out, it would lie down and would not move at all.
当这个小鸟从蛋里面孵出来之后，他们会坐在里头或躺在里头，一点都不动。
Only after they develop their wings will the young bird start to walk around.
一直等到他们开始长出翅膀的时候，它才开始动。
And those experimenters play a trick on these birds.
那么这个做实验的人就用了一个技巧在这个鸟上。
They took out the egg of gulls and then put it in the nest of the kittiwake.
所以他们把这个鸥的这个就是软的巢的那个小鸟的鸡蛋放在 kittiwake 在这个悬崖上面。
In the nest of the kittiwake.
In the nest of the kittiwake. 放在 kittiwake 有什么好笑的？那个巢的那个的巢里面。
And so the egg was hatched by a kittiwake bird.
所以 gull 这个海鸥的这个鸟在 kittiwake did I say it right? 的这个巢里面孵出来了。
And guess what happened to this little bird?
那这个小鸟生出来之后它做了什么事儿？
He will start walking around.
它马上就开始走来走去。
And invariably they would fall down the cliff.
不幸的它就会从悬崖上掉下去。
And the point of this author is that these birds are pre-wired.
那么他这个理论上就说呢，这样子的鸟啊，它的本性是已经决定了的。
And the author extend this idea to say that we as human beings in many ways are also pre-wired.
就好像我们这些每一个人一样，我们生下来之前就已经有一个原来的本性，好像一个电路已经电线已经接好了。
By saying we are pre-wired, he's also implying that we have limitations.
也就是说，当我们已经被 program 被从已经决定了的话，那么我们就有我们的局限。
Sometimes we as human beings, we don't recognize our own limitations.
所以做一个人，我们有的时候不知道，不了解我们自己的局限。
We try to extend ourselves physically.
我们常常在在我们的能力、体力之外，我们想要迈出去。
Especially in this basketball season and football seasons.
特别是在现在足球跟篮球的季节当中
The most successful coaches will drive the players to the extreme.
那么一个成功的教练他往往是把他们的球员逼到他们体力的极限
So much so that recent years there have been many athletes they die during the game or during the practice.
所以有一些运动员就在练习的时候或者是在球赛的时候就累死了
Because we have limitations.
因为我们是有局限的
Recognizing that we have limitations and recognizing that the world that we live in mostly are under our civilization, meaning that the world has limitation.
那么这些例子的总结就是说我们是在一个局限当中
After the long discussion, what I'm trying to get to is For the two alternatives, trusting in God or trusting in anything other than God, the top choice is number one.
我讲了半天，我的信息是说，真正能够相信的乃是上帝。
That's why King David said, "O God, you are my refuge, and I turn to you."
这就是为什么大卫王说：“神啊，你是我的投靠。”我要求你保佑
Keep me safe
帮助我让我平安
David went on to say that I said to the Lord verse 2 You are my Lord apart from you I have no good thing
那么大卫接下来说你是我的主我的好处不在你以外
He is expressing his trust in God to such an extent and extreme The way he expresses is other than God, nothing else good come out.
所以他这样的相信上帝，他说除了神你自己以外，没有别的好事能够出现。
Verse 2 is one of my favorite verse, especially in Chinese.
特别是在中文，这个第二节是我最喜欢的一节。
You are my Lord, apart from you, I have no good thing.
你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
So if you can remember those God's word, remember first of all, keep me safe, O Lord, as a short prayer.
假如你能够，你愿意背得这一段圣经的话，你第一个要记得说，主啊，求你保佑我。
And then if you have more bandwidth to remember the Bible, remember verse 2.
假如你还能够有一点记忆，能够记忆的多一点的话，你要记得第二节。
You are my Lord, apart from you.I have no good thing.
你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
It is God's word that guides us and helps us to pray.
是上帝的话来帮助我们，来引导我们，教我们怎么样祷告。
Because of time, we'll move forward to verse 5 and 6.
我们继续的看第五节跟第六节。
David said, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup, and you have made my lot secure.
那么第五节说耶和华是我的产业是我杯中的份
Verse 6 The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places Surely I have a delightful inheritance
第六节说你用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处我的产业实在美好
What David is saying is Yes, I'm under turmoil
这边大卫说的确是的我在面临的极大的困苦
But I can also look back to the good days
但是我能够回去思想到以前的好的日子
You have assigned me my portion and my cup meaning that you have given me my sustenance
你是我的杯中的份我所得的你为我持守因为你是我的产业
And David used an analogy common at the time is the land that is given to the person
他用了一个比喻就是用这个地来做比喻
David said you have made my lot secure
这边说到大卫说你让我的产业能够安全
No one can take the land away from me
没有人能够把这些从我这边挪走。
And David said the boundary of the land have fallen down in pleasant places.
当我的地界的这个周围是放在那佳美之处的。
I like the English translation better than the Chinese translation. I'll say one more time. Verse 6, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
那么这个英文可能比中文好一点，那么它的意思是说，你给我量的这个地界是放在那好的地方的，是好的地方。
It is God is giving us credit, giving us advantage. When he draw the boundary, he give it more than we actually deserve.
这里是说上帝赐给我们的东西，赐给我们的地方或者是地，往往是超过我们应当得到的。
In today's term, we would say we got the longer end of a stick.
好像今天说我们在一个棍子上，这个英文的话里面是说我拿到比较长的那一根。
So for that reason, David said, verse 7, I will praise the Lord.
所以第七节说，我的心必称颂耶和华。
It is an attitude that even under turmoil, David did not forget.
虽然是在困难的当中，大卫有这样的心态，他没有忘记神给他的关系。
When John Wesley was about 21 years old,
当这个卫斯理差不多是21岁的时候，
he went to Oxford University to study.
他到牛津大学去上课去学。
He came from a Christian home.
他是从一个基督教的家庭，基督徒的家庭长大。
And he was gifted with a very keen and alert mind.
他是非常有恩赐的一个人，他的心智非常的敏锐。
Except in those days, he was a little bit snobbish.
但是这个时候，在那个时候的人看起他来，觉得他是一种很高傲的，这个自满的人。
And he was rather sarcastic.
他而且讲的话常常是有点模棱两可的。
But his turning point was when he met with a janitor on campus.
但是他在学校里面遇到一个清洁工人的时候，变成了他生命的转捩点。
He saw this poor fellow had only one coat and lived in very impoverished conditions.
他看到这一位清洁工，他只有一件外衣，他住在一个非常穷困的这样一个状况之下。
He didn't even have a bed.
他甚至于连一张床都没有。
Yet he always wear a smiling face.
但是他的脸上总是带着笑容。
So Wesley went to him and being immature, spoke to him.
所以那个时候的卫斯理是一个还没有成熟的一个年轻人，他到这个清洁工面前就这样子跟他说。
So he said, "Tell me, what else do you thank God for?"
他就问他说，你有什么你能够感谢上帝的？
And the janitor smiled and in the spirit of meekness he replied,
那么在这个这一位清洁工在他这个柔和谦卑的那种心态下，他这样回答，
I thank him for what he has given me, my life and being.
他说我感谢上帝给了我生命，给了我的一切，
a heart to love him,
有一颗可以爱他的心，
and above all, a constant desire to serve him.
更多的是我有一个无穷尽的这样一个愿望，愿意侍奉我的上帝。
Wesley was so deeply moved that he changed his life.
卫斯理听到这话，他受到这样极深的感动，改变了他的一生。
Sometimes we complain, and reasonably so, because we are under distress.
我们常常可以谅解的是我们不断的在抱怨，因为我们是在活在一种压力之下。
But like David reminded us, we should also think about the good days that God has given us.
但是就好像大卫在这边所提醒我们的，我们应该回想到神给我们的那些好的日子。
Finally, in verse 8 to 11, David said, I have set the Lord always up before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved.
第八节说，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因为他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
And David went on to describe his his joy and peace that he had in the Lord.
那么接下来，大卫就形容他的心境，为什么他那样的快乐。
And of course, if we study the scripture, we recognize that this passage, verses 8 through 11, was later on quoted by Peter as well as by Paul.
假如你仔细的去读的话，你会发现这个16章的第八节以后是彼得跟保罗在讲道的时候引用过的文字。
And both Peter and Paul describe, apply these verses to Jesus Christ.
这个彼得跟保罗当他讲道的时候引用这些章节是来形容耶稣基督。
In other words, not only David went through hardship, Jesus Christ, he also went through hardship.
也就是说不只是大卫王他经过了困苦，那么耶稣基督也同样的为我们受苦。
And like David, who anticipated peace and joy, Jesus Christ has given us peace and joy through his resurrection.
所以大卫王他是期盼着他能够享受到的欢喜跟快乐，而耶稣基督是将这样的欢喜快乐加给了我们。
So it is impossible that we can live a life without hardship.
所以在人的一生当中是不可能你会不经过苦难的。
But I would say that it is hard, very almost impossible to live a life without trust in God.
但是人的一生当中也几乎是不可能你能够在活在你的一辈子当中没有信任过上帝。
Let me close with a saying from Abraham Lincoln.
让我用林肯总统所讲的一句话来做今天的结束。
Just the day before his 52nd birthday,
就是他在过52岁的生日之前，
Abraham Lincoln left Springfield, Illinois to come to Washington, D.C. to become the 16th President of the United States.
他离开了在伊利诺的Springfield, 春田城，要到华盛顿去做美国的第十六届总统。
On the one hand, he was very excited because he becomes the most powerful person in the land.
从一个角度来说，他心中有点兴奋，因为他会变成这个地方，美国这个地方最有权力的一个人。
But at the same time,He knew that America was under the threat of the Civil War.
但是同时的，他也知道，在美国当时有一个内战，就是南北战争的这个危机。
So his good friends came to send him off.
他的好朋友来向他送行。
And Abraham said,
那么林肯这样说，
I now leave not knowing when or whether ever I may return.
他说我现在要出去了，我不知道我将来什么时候，或者是甚至于会不会再回来。
With a task before me greater than that which rested upon Washington.
那么在我面前所给我的这个重担，在华盛顿的这个重担就在我的面前。
Without the assistance of the divine being, that which without the assistance of the divine being, whoever attended him, I cannot succeed.
没有上帝那属灵的、属天的这样子的帮助，我不可能会成功。
But with the assistance, I cannot fail.
但是有神的帮助，我不可能会失败。
Pray for me.
帮我祷告。
Abraham said, "Without the assistance of the Almighty, we cannot succeed."
林肯说，没有上帝。的同在，上帝的同工，我不可能会成功。
But with the assistance of the Almighty, I cannot fail.
有上帝的同工，我不可能会失败。
I think Abraham was echoing basically what King David was saying here.
好像林肯就是在回应大卫王在这里所说的一样。
And may the God, may the word of God become our strength in the coming year.
愿神的话成为我们的力量。在我们新来的这一年当中，
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of worship.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你这一段敬拜的时间。
We thank you for the many good days that you have given us.
我们谢谢你，你给了我们的许多美好的日子。
Like King David said, you have put the boundary in pleasant places.
就好像大卫说的，你已经用神量了那 那好的地方给我们。
The fact that we come to America, of such a blessed land, we recognize it is your gift to us.
我们能够到美国这样一个美好的地方，我们都能够相信这是你的旨意把我们带到这里。
So we pray that as we face difficulties, that we'll come to you and trust in you.
我们也相信，我们愿意当我们遇到这个困难的时候，我们能够到你的面前来，把我们的信心摆在你的身上。
Keep us safe, O Lord.
帮助我们，保守我们，我们的主。
We pray in Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.